Sometimes real fear was the problem. Dr. Watser was quite flummoxed by the number of missives he got about masturbation, which made up half his postbag. Would it drain your strength away or make you lose your hair? Would it shorten the penis? You talk every day. Has your tongue become smaller? Would it make you fail exams? What if you did it on a day that the astrologer didn't recommend? With infinite patience, Dr. Watser explained that it was harmless, perfectly normal, and by the way, astrologers were frauds. Like a giant sigh. It's normal, was the title of his collected columns. In Britain, Ms. Whitehorn diffused the ever-present social terrors, remembering her own cringe-making attempts to navigate smart London. What if you dropped a brick in a conversation, making some crass joke about money, say, when talking to a bankrupt? Don't try to pick it up again, she wrote. Keep your eyes steady and pour your attention on the other person. What if your knickers fell down in a public place? Kick them off, scoop them into your pocket and walk on as if nothing has happened. Inadequacy could be almost as bad as fear. Nothing Dr. Watson knew could stop young men worrying about their penis size, but he tried. To one who sent anxious measurements of his organ at rest and play, he wrote, "Stop sounding like a tailor. Your genitals will look after themselves." Would it help, another asked, if he pulled his penis for 15 minutes a day while reciting a prayer? If that was right, most men's penises would be hitting their knees.